SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
Zoe, thank you for joining us on SBS Hindi and a very, very warm welcome to you. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Thank you for having me.
It's our pleasure to have you now, rookie for the next AFLW season. That's really exciting. It's amazing to see local talent doing so well. Let us start things off by finding out a little bit about you, Zoe. Please tell us a bit about your family background, your school life and sports routine.
So I come from a pretty big family. I'm one of six. My dad is from India and my mum is just Australian. And I've played sport my whole life. So I started playing sport, doing soccer in my community. And then I moved to play soccer for Bulleen Lions in NPL. Yeah. And then after that, I decided to stop NPL to focus on school and just played school football, which from there I got drafted into the AFLW.
That's wonderful. Zoya, I believe you're the first player on North's AFLW list with Indian heritage. How does that feel?
Oh, wow. I didn't know that, actually. That's amazing. Yeah, that's really cool.
So tell me, how did the selection to AFLW come about? Did you put in a lot of preparation and practice time before the selection? Just take us through the process as it unfolded, please.
So I didn't put my name up for the draft because I was just playing school for football for school, and one of the coaches at my school, the head of football at Wesley, knew the North Melbourne coach, and he put me in contact with the North Melbourne coach, Darren Crocker, and from there I had a kick with Darren, and he came and watched some of the scouts came and watched a few of my games, and from there they liked what they saw, and they decided to rookie draft me, which meant I didn't have to go through the draft process. I could get put on the list before the actual draft happened, which meant, I got to skip the drafting process.
And have you started training for it yet, or what has your experience been so far?
We've actually nearly finished pre-season fully. So the season starts this weekend. We're playing Gold Coast Suns in Tassie, but I'm not selected for this match, but so we've had about nearly 3 months of pre-season, which has been so awesome so far. And yeah, it's been really good. A bit of a challenge, but I've loved every minute.
Zoe, you've played as a mid-forward in your first season at Wesley. So what are your football goals since you were drafted?
Since becoming an AFLW player, I really just want to improve on from where I am now. And I really want to learn how to play my position more and just learn off the amazing talent that's already in the North Melbourne Football Club, which there is a lot of. So I just really want to improve as much as I can and get as many games as I can.
That's great. And how do you think this will help in your development as a person and as an athlete?
I think it's already developed me as a person quite a lot because just being, it's made me more independent and also just having to communicate everything and just being in a workplace where you have to be very connected to who you're working with. It's really awesome. And I think, I've already developed as a person that way.
That's great. Let's talk about challenges. What do you think stands between the path from being a rookie to becoming a primary player?
I think that I really have to just develop on certain parts of my aspects of my game. Where for me at the moment, that is really focusing on how I play as a player and really understanding my position more and my position in the team. And I think that once I develop that more, I can become more of a full-time player. But for now, it's just about developing and learning off other people in the team.
And is there any particular player who you model your game on, whose style you like to mirror?
Oh, there's so many. Everyone's so amazing. But as a being a half forward, I think that I really like the styles of Ellie Gavin. We call her Gav. And also Soph Abba. I think they're really amazing players. But also, yeah, just everyone in the team. Everyone's really amazing and everyone has great skill. And I just, everyone's a big role model to me.
That's great. Zoe, you'll be sitting for your year 12 soon. Is it challenging to balance your sports and education?
Yes, it is challenging at times, but the AFLW has a great system in place for players in year 12 where it's really about letting us finish year 12 and then from there going on and like full-time from there. So at the moment I'm doing 2 trainings a week and then sessions outside of the club, which allows me time to do nearly as much study as I would have done anyway. And so it doesn't really impede on my study too much. But, yes, it is challenging at times, the late nights of training, but it's so worth it in the end.
And parents are supporting that, I would imagine?
Yes, they are. Yeah.
Now, Zoe, obviously there are some things that really worked for you and maybe some things that didn't. So what would you suggest to anyone who wishes to take the road to the AFL?
I think just go for it, of course, because being in the AFLW so far has been amazing already, and I'm sure it will just get even better. And yeah, I think just keep working for it because you never know what could happen.
So Zoe, how important is sports in your life and in general?
Yeah, so sport is actually a really big part of my life because I think, like we were saying before, it develops you as a person a lot. And especially in my life, I've grown up playing sport, and I think that being in a team and being around people that with the same values as you, it's really important. And it also develops your team, like it develops team spirit, resilience, perseverance. And I think it develops lots of key values in life. And for me especially, it's been very important to be a part of in a team setting for lots of my life. I'm thinking of studying at a university next year, as well as football. Mm. I'm thinking of doing maybe science at Melbourne Uni, which would be awesome. Mm. Because I really value education as well.
So Zoe, give us a sense of what your day looks like.
So on a normal day, a school day, I would go to school. And then from school, I normally take the school bus, which goes straight right outside of training, which is very convenient. And I go from that the bus to training, and we train from about 5 p.m. to maybe 8, no, sometimes 9 o'clock, which is a bit late. And then mum and dad come pick me up, and I then go home and get home around 9:15 to 9:30, and then have dinner and then go to bed.
That's quite a tough schedule. Zoe, fitness is a very important part of your schedule. What do you do to keep healthy?
Yes, it is a very important part. I try to eat healthy foods and try to avoid like excess sugar. And also to keep fit, of course, we do lots of conditioning at training. But also when I can't make it to the club, I do sessions outside of training to keep fit on those off days, which is very important. But also I think that recovery is also a really important part of staying fit. So knowing if you're very sore, not to push too hard, and just knowing when to rest.
So Zoe, in your schedule, do you have time for hobbies? Is there something that you really enjoy doing outside of sports?
Yes, of course I have time to do hobbies. But I love to go out with my friends, of course. And just go, hang out with some mates. Also, just on Friday nights, I often watch a movie with my sister, which is always fun. I think I'm in the point of year 12 now where it's lots of study. So that's fine. I'm very happy to focus on study at the moment, it's fine.
Wonderful. Thank you for your time, Zoe, and best of luck for your education as well as the AFLW.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
Need a few few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.